American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank, document, page 364. Here is the translated text as follows. 332, XY, American State Trials. Quano. I checked the ticket and I went on with my work. So Frank was up there Tuesday morning. Now, speaking about Mrs. Carson, how far towards the elevator did Mrs. Carson go with Frank? Etro. Mrs. Carson wasn't up there. It was Miss Carson, Miss Rebecca. The old lady says she was. I said, oh, the old lady wasn't up there at all? No, sir. She wasn't there Tuesday at all. You saw Miss Rebecca Carson walking up towards the elevator? Yes, sir. What was Conley doing? Standing there by the elevator. And yet Jim has lied about Frank. Frank was up there twice. Jim was sweeping. Jim was there by the elevator. At the time you saw Frank, the Negro was standing there at the elevator? Yes, sir. He wasn't sweeping. He was standing there with his hand on the track looking around. Did he see you and Frank? I guess he must have seen us. Where was Conley when he went down the steps? Standing in front of the elevator. How close did Frank pass Conley? As close as from here to that table, about 4 feet. Conley was still standing there with his hand on that thing, is that true? Yes, sir. That's exactly like Conley says. And here's another thing. This woman, Mrs. Small, testifies about that elevator. It shakes the whole building, I said. Anybody in the world could tell it if the machinery wasn't running? She says, no, anybody in the world could tell it if the machinery wasn't running, but you can't notice it unless you are close to the elevator. I asked, if there was hammering and knocking, would you still hear the elevator? She said, you could if you get close to it. Well, of course you could. Nobody disputes that. If the elevator was up here, and you were back in the rear, Ayer, and there was hammering and knocking going on, you couldn't? No, sir. And that disposes of that point. That's the truth on that. Now, Mrs. Carson had already sworn here positively that she didn't go down to see that blood, hasn't she? There were too many of these people over there at the factory who had...